Novelist Leslie Kagan was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She then followed the time-honored path of the young and artistic before her, and spent a chunk of her life living in New York and later a decade in Los Angeles, where she had a successful career as an actress and voiceover artist. She'd done it. She'd left Wisconsin in the dust.
I was fed up with Wisconsin. Sick of the weather, the provincialism of it all. So when I was 26 years old, I threw what little I owned in my car and hightailed it down Route 66. Let them eat cheese, I thought. Do the polka. Life in the City of Angels, bright lights, big city, that's for me. And for many years it was. I worked steadily as an actress in Hollywood. I fell in love with a man from Milwaukee in Malibu, of all places. We were married and had kids. I should have been happier than I was. I was living the dream. Why then couldn't I shake the feeling that I was missing something? What could I possibly be yearning for in the land of milk and honey? Potato rolls. My dreams were a buffet. Mamma Mia's pizza and butter-drenched garlic bread. Cream-filled coffee cakes from Moyer's Bakery. The ones with the streusel on top. Bratwurst. But it was more than food that I was craving. Mountains, schmountains. I missed the predictable flatness of Wisconsin. The fierce thunderstorms. The flaming reds and oranges of October. And the people. I miss them too. The kind of folks who lived in the same neighborhoods they grew up in and took pride in lending a helping hand. It didn't happen overnight. It took a while for me to figure out that I wanted to run back home, not just for me, but for my kids. I became obsessed with them growing up the way I'd grown up. I wanted to gift them the same kind of childhood I held dear. Eating schnitzel, drinking out of bubblers, 4th of July parades, Bradford Beach, first snows. I casually dropped the idea of moving back to Milwaukee at a cocktail party a friend was throwing. She looked at me aghast and then laughed. You must be joking. Do they even have fruit there? My husband, thank goodness, could at least envision the idea. While not missing home the way I was, he understood my desperate need to give the kids what we'd had growing up. To ground them in the solidness of it all. So back we came. And you know, you actually can go home again. Everything was right where I left it. Supper that night was Mamma Mia's pizza and garlic bread beneath a tree in our new backyard that was on fire with fall. We fell asleep to a thunderstorm of epic proportions. Early the next morning, I picked up a Moyer's cream-filled coffee cake. And as I drove home down the streets I had driven down so many times before, for the first time in a long time, I realized that gnawing feeling in my stomach and my soul had disappeared. I felt full.
Leslie Kagan makes her living these days as a novelist. Her latest is called Good Graces. She lives and eats in Milwaukee.